to House Bill 1100. It's an act to allow for certain warranties to be purchased out of a school district's capital outlay fund, presented by Senator McCracken.
Good morning, Chairman, Mr. Chairman, members of the Senate Education Committee, Mac McCracken, State Senator, District 34. We bring before you this morning House Bill 1100, which is permissive legislation which allows a school district to purchase a warranty on large capital assets out of either the general fund or capital outlay fund. When a school purchases a large capital asset, such as an air conditioner, a new furnace, or a ventilating system, typically warranties are included in this process with the general maintenance, and the current law is not clear of how you can pay for this warranty. Therefore, we are attempting to clarify the statute. We have talked with Dean Dayton of the Legislative Audit Group and on this change, and he is in agreement also. This warranty does not include supplies. HB 1100 passed the House on the consent calendar, and I ask for your support on HB 1100. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator McCracken. Any questions of the senator? Senator, I do have one. How has it been done in the past? If this hasn't been authorized before, how have we done it in the past? Sure. Okay, you'll answer that. Fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any further proponents of House Bill 1100?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Burroughs, members of the Senate Education Committee, Diana Miller, and I'm a registered lobbyist for Johnson Controls, and I'm also representing this morning ESD Plus 5, and both groups are in support of this bill. And I will first of all answer Senator Burroughs' question in that in the past it's been done both ways, and that's why Legislative Audit wanted a clarification, because when they've come out, that's why we were approached when we approached Dean Dayton. He said some school districts have taken it out of their general fund, some have taken it out of capital outlay, and it's just not clear since wasn't spoken to in the statute. And we wanted to clarify that. So that's why we bring forth this bill today. As Senator McCracken stated, it's on a large capital asset. Sometimes, and typically, when companies sell a whole air conditioning system to a school district or a furnace or some large item, and it could even be a server for a whole computer system, they sell it with a warranty. And consequently, so that they can maintain it and that type of thing. And that warranty needs to be, we think, should be paid out of the capital outlay. However, we made it permissive such that it could be out of either. And one of the goals that we want to achieve, and I think this legislature has encouraged us to become more efficient in the use of our funds, and we really believe the general fund is for programmatic teacher salaries and that type of thing. And particularly in my school districts, where I think you've heard from at least two or three up here, we're facing some serious cuts and looking at closing of schools, and we want to make the most efficient and maximum use of our general fund for programmatic reasons. We did visit with Dean Dayton, and Dean was in the House, and I didn't necessarily feel it was necessary to bring him over here, but he suggested the language. I also wanted to include in there the language that does not include supplies, because supplies need to come out of a different fund, and that, so we put that language in there. Other than that, it's a pretty straightforward, simple bill, just for clarification purposes. And Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to answer any questions or stand by until all the presenters are done.
Thank you. Any questions? I do have one. Okay. You say that it's permissive on line 14, page 1. It's permissive if it would be under $1,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything over $1,000 would have to come out of that capital outlay.
It follows just with the language of the current law, and that was changed, I believe, last year. We upped it or something like that, didn't we?
I thought last year what we did is we did the textbooks and instructional software last year. I don't remember the other.
One year, I think we opted. We increased a dollar amount because it was at, okay, I believe, 350.
Right.
If I'm not, I can't be sure, but I think it was that, and we upped it to 1,000.
It could have been last year, yes.
Mm-hmm. I lose track too, Senator.
Yeah. One year kind of runs into the other.
That's correct. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Sometimes I think this is my first year here.
And it certainly could be, Senator. I congratulate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing done. Any further proponents of House Bill 1100?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Gene Ank, representing the Associated School Boards, I think it's already been explained, but we support this too. It's a common sense kind of thing.
Any questions of Mr. Inc? Hearing none. Any further proponents of House Bill 1100?
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since when did common sense rule up here?
I keep hoping.
Yes, we on this side hope too. Yeah. I don't know if just for us or for everybody. Any other proponents? House Bill 1100. Any further proponents? House Bill 1100. Seeing none, we'll then move to the opponents of Senate Bill 1100. Any opponents? Any opponents of House Bill 1100? Seeing none, we will then close to, unless Senator McCracken would like rebuttal time. Okay, fine. With that, then, we'll move to committee discussion and action. Senator Hutmacher.
I would move due pass.
Second.
Second, moved by Senator Hutmacher, second by Senator Hamm. Due pass. Any further discussion on the bill? Hearing none. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, vote nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Dugard.
Hearing no objections, it will go on the consent calendar. Thank you.